Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. My name is Michelle Kane, and my company is Voice Matters. And I am here, as always, with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim, head honcho at Solo PR Pro, the group that brings all of us smarties together. How you doing, Karen?
I am doing great, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing well. Yeah, you know, glad to say goodbye to June. By the time this airs, we'll be 1 week into July. So yeah, let's kick it to the curb. How about you?
So super thankful. And I have already told July that it is not allowed to cause any problems because I have had it with the first half of this year that, and you know, I'm celebrating that we're headed into the second half, but I swear it feels like we should have just skipped right to 2021 because this has been the longest year known to mankind.
It has. It has. I've seen the different memes on social media. One saying, you know, can we just throw a turkey in the oven, throw some candy in a bag, put up a tree and call it a year?
Can we? Can we please? I'm so with that. You know, maybe that's why, you know, this year, the Hallmark movie Christmas in July thing, usually I'm so not into it, but this year it seems fitting. Like, yeah let's do that. Let's just go to Christmas in July and get this year over with and call it done.
Exactly. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Hopefully give you some hope. Because goodness knows we can all need it. And, you know, if the vibe of everyone on social, I think we're all on the same page. We are telling July just to sit down, sit in the corner, don't cause any trouble. And I'm just ready to mask up and get through this and into the next year.
Yeah.
Mask up, shut up, and go with it. Okay, people?
I am so there with you. And, you know, it's interesting that I don't know how other people feel, but there are points where you sort of just, you know, you do what you do and you go about your day-to-day activity. And then it hits me all over again, like, oh yeah, by the way, we still are dealing with this whole global pandemic issue.
Correct.
So it's, you know, you're aware that it hasn't gone away. Of course we've not beat COVID, people. Mm-hmm. But you're so, you know, for me, and I know for a lot of other communicators, especially towards the end of June, I was managing one crisis to another. I've never had so many late night, you know, consultations, working over the weekend, crisis messaging, trying to, you know, navigate through some really complex stuff. And then you're like, yeah. And oh, by the way, we are still, you know, fighting COVID-19. So this year has been surreal in so many ways. However, we collectively need one another more than we ever have before. This is not the time to abandon communities. It's not the time to, you know, put a stake in the ground and go to the other side. We need one another to get through this. And we need to support one another, encourage one another. We need to take those breaks of self-care. And somehow we have to maintain our hope and keep moving forward. We can't fall apart. And if 2020 has taught us anything, I believe it's shown us that we are stronger than we may have believed, because this year's been a lot for everyone. There's not one single person on this planet Earth who has been untouched by this year. Not one person.
Right. And it's, you know, it's really shown us all how fragile it all can be. You know, no one is truly 100% safe. And, you know, really where grace comes in, you know, even with the people that we disagree with, I mean, there are always certain core fundamental things that, you know, that cannot stand, but there's also a lot of room for graciousness of, you know, maybe someone's not comfortable, you know, they have claustrophobia, so the mask is not great for them, or, you know, just a little graciousness of just like, oh, get over it. Well, no, okay, I understand that, but, you know, there's a bigger challenge out here. So how can we help you through that?
Yeah.
And things like that. And yeah, we have to focus on the future and, you know, with whatever spare bandwidth of brain that we have, think about the opportunities that this time is bringing us of how we can do life better or, you know, more efficiently. And I don't mean it in a way of starkness, but, you know, it's really a time for us to address the we've always done it this way syndrome on a lot of fronts, which is a good thing. It doesn't take away from the pain and the fear, of course, but, you know, I think that's part of hope, is trying to find the slivers. I have them. So one of my favorite bands, Squeeze, because they have gems like this. They had the song called Everything in the World But You. But the one line that has stayed with me for decades is, "What crumbs of joy can I steal from this day?"
I love that.
Isn't that great? I mean, some days just feel that way. You're like, all right, what crumbs can I get out of this day? Because some days are like that, but they're still there.
I, to be really honest with you, nearly every day since early March for people in the United States, that's really been the story. There's just been, you know, and let's face it, you know, I never want to minimize the pain and the suffering, and everyone has dealt with something. In addition to us all dealing with this virus, in addition to us all being impacted by the economics of it, even if business is good, you're still impacted. You know, the people around you, so many people have been furloughed. There may be people in your own family furloughed, laid off, lost jobs. You may have lost clients. I mean, again, no one has been untouched, but somehow we do have to find those crumbs of joy every day. And in the second half, I think that we need to be more intentional about that, like looking for the joy. And wherever our businesses are, this is really a good time. And it's really actually critical. We need to come out of the mode as sometimes we do. We fall into, you know, routine. Everyone does it. It's not just communicators. We all do it. We fall into a routine where we just kind of go. We're doing our job. We're working. But now is a time that we have to come out of that and stop thinking about just getting the day-to-day done and really start to think on what do I need to do to future-proof my business or my career? What are the things that I need to learn? What are things that I can invent, innovate, recreate so that I'm ready for whatever comes my way? And, you know, that could mean an adjustment in the type of services you offer. It can mean adjusting who you serve. It can mean looking at your workflow and changing things. You know, one immediate test is to look at your business with a critical eye and maybe get some help in looking at those things as well, because an outside perspective can really help you. If we have a second wave, I mean, we're not really through the first wave. If we have a second wave and things shift again, are you ready for that?
Right.
Particularly for the people who are still trying to recover from the initial shelters in place. I mean, we're already sort of seeing things happen in places like California, in some counties where they've had to shut down again. And there are other places where the outbreaks are surging. And so if you're in one of those places or you serve clients in one of those places, are you ready? If we have to shelter in place again and things come to a halt in your industry, are you ready?
Right.
And that's not a gloomy thing. Now is a good time to look at it with optimism and say, okay, if this happens, what can I do to protect myself and the work that I do now? What are the things that I need to be doing this month to get ahead of this?
And when you think about it, you know, those of us that are solos, you know, we've done this before. We know how to get ahead. And I've had some experiences with larger companies just this week, and not to pat myself on the back too much, but I'm like, why is it taking me 2 days to get a number? And you know, I tend to get down on myself, which is, you know, a whole other psyche episode of negative reinforcement. It's like, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. You know, but so we're efficient, we're smart, and yeah, you know, if there's something we need to learn, we learn it, or we find someone who is excellent at it and partner with them, you know, on that level. And like you say, you know, let's make sure, because especially, you know, with the onset of digital and social, which, you know, social, it's at least a good 10, 12 years that social was this great fun new toy. Well, it's not anymore. What's the next great fun new toy that's going to be a business builder for you and your clients? So let's get on that. You know, have we branded ourselves? You know, yeah. I'm guilty of not doing such a great job at that. It's like, ugh, I like to stay behind the scenes. But you know, it's like, do we need to do more of that? You know, not that we're.
I'm not going to say absolutely, because there are not enough solos that are great about sharing their successes, their expertise, what they have to offer. So I'm going to say, yeah, we can all be better at being the marketing spokesperson for our company brand. And I know that, you know, for solos, we're a humble sort of group. And like you said, we sort of like to fly under the radar, do the work, be behind the scenes, and let other people have the glory. Right. And so sometimes it can be off-putting when people are really good at promotion because it feels uncomfortable. But you know what? Be uncomfortable.
It works.
Be uncomfortable in July, because this year has been one big exercise in being uncomfortable. It is chaotic, turbulent, tumultuous. Yeah. Every word that I could think of, every synonym for a hot mess. So be a little uncomfortable and move your business forward is what I say, you know.
Yeah. And
you know, the other thing that I would encourage everyone to do is add some revenue streams to your business.
Yes.
Please add some. Everyone, you know, the side hustle is the whole new reality. There are very few people out here these days bringing in revenue from one single source. If you have a job, you probably have two side hustles. If you have a business, you probably have three. So, you know, not to the point of burnout or exhaustion, but again, it's about protecting yourself and having something that allows you. You know, to me, the big thing is not the loss of money, right? Because I always sort of have this discussion with me. Like, if the worst thing that happens is that you lose everything, you know what? It's okay. People recover from that. You go, you know, live with a family member. You sleep on a couch. You get by. You figure it out and you regroup and you build again. That is possible. I know in our minds, it can sound far worse. Most of us will never even experience that level of loss.
Right.
Thankfully. And so, you know, but it's that peace of mind that comes with financial stability. And sometimes that comes from more than just having a healthy savings and being able to wait out a couple months, but having another source that you can pivot to if things kind of go south in one revenue stream. And so, you know, maybe it's not for everyone, and maybe you've got more than you can handle. You've got kids, you know, your life is too busy and you can't even think about that. But for those who even have a sliver of interest or a sliver of time, I definitely recommend, you know, diversify your income source. And, you know, there's so many ways to do that. So you have to figure out what will work for you. It can be wildly different from your day job. Here's the cool thing about that, though. Sometimes those, you know, extra revenue streams are born out of something that you're passionate about and can really be an outlet for you from exactly. your regular job. You know, there are people that make things. And so, you know, maybe they have an Etsy shop. God bless the makers.
I was going to say, could it be, dare I say, a hobby?
Yeah.
We joke about how, you know, PR people are like, hobbies?
And I'm in the no hobby group. I'm so there. But a girl has a side hustle and is thinking of all the other side hustles that she can add to her plate. So maybe my hobby is making sure that I'm not homeless. That's my hobby. Don't be homeless. Need to feed my dog. I love my fur baby, so I need to make sure that she can eat, that she's good.
Exactly.
So that's my hobby.
I have a four-legged mouth to feed.
There you go. The struggle is real. The struggle is real.
Yeah. Sadly, I'm not crafty enough, but yeah, I mean, you know, for me, you know, voiceover is still a part of my business. It's certainly not the main thrust, but I think that would probably be the closest thing to a side hustle that I have. I don't touch it as much as I should.
but you know, it's a skill set that you can, you know,
correct.
Say, okay, let's do this.
And other things, you know, like that. But you're totally right. So if you have the bandwidth now, or if there's something that's just been, you know, in the back of your mind, or an opportunity that you're not sure about. Yeah.
And I think that everybody has that in them. Can I just encourage you, the people that are listening right now and thinking, I can't think of anything. What would I do? It's inside of you. You mm-hmm. just have to give yourself the space to be able to really reflect on it and allow it to bubble to the surface. It's there. I promise you. I mean, especially with anyone in the communications professions, sometimes we forget how creative we are because work can suck the life out of us. And, you know,
we
have good days and bad days in this business. I completely understand why our profession lands on the list of most stressful professions. And sometimes, you know, you question yourself, and if you're like anybody that does this job, you have those days where you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Or
you think, oh my God, why am I doing this? I'm not good at this. You know, I'm clearly bad at my job. And it lasts for a moment. Please don't let it last longer than that. But you really are, you're creative. And so you just need to apply that creativity to your own business and find ways that you can expand, adapt, add, you know, again, think of a different revenue stream. And, you know, it doesn't have to be something that we typically think about courses and, you know, packaging up your knowledge into a book or ebook. And those are great.
But
doing that too. But those are not the only avenues of additional revenue. You just, you know, again, it has to fit you and it has to be something that you feel like you can manage.
Right. And, you know, hopefully it's fun, something different, or, you know, even, you know, we, so many of our fellow solos, you know, they teach courses, you know, they teach college courses, things like that. And that's, it's still aligned with your profession, but you know, you're right. There's how should I say this? There's because I realize that some organizations don't recognize it until they suffer because of it, but there is no organization out there that does not need someone who can communicate with clarity and cut through the clutter and get the message out there. I mean, we've seen it. I've been living it here and there of no, say it this way. Make sure you say all the things up front and in a way that's understandable, and you will have preemptively put out so many fires and you can get on with your day. And that does, you know, that doesn't only live in pitching stories or, you know, writing blogs. That lives in other ways. Keep that top of mind, you know?
You're so right. I mean, I don't meet a lot of solos that, I know that you guys are out there. I just haven't met all of you yet that do internal communications, which is the whole other avenue.
Uh-oh.
I meet a lot of people who do media relations and, you know, digital communications, but Michelle was right. You know, when you think about communicating through visual, the written word, the spoken word, there is just a world of opportunities open to those of us who know how to identify and articulate messages. And so, you know, if you just stop and think about that, of how we should all be in high demand, because we are the professionals. We know how to do this. And on top of that, you know, besides that whole part of our job, we're really good strategists who are able to see a very broad picture. And so that's a real value, you know, to organizations. And so don't forget that about yourself. You know, don't forget that you are valuable and that you have a skill set that right now, especially, really needed.
Yes, agree. I mean, it's incredibly important right now. And you do have that, to offer. So, you know, don't forget that. And, you know, maybe start asserting, you know, maybe it's asserting yourself with certain clients, you know, saying, hey, did you ever think about XYZ, or I think we should do this. I mean, and it doesn't have to be a hard sell. I mean, I don't know if I should be surprised. Sometimes I'm surprised when, you know, I'll be asked, hey, can you help us weigh in on this? I'm thinking, well, yes, I can, you know, and don't forget, content creation is not going anywhere. If anything, it is more in need than ever, you know, and it's not tied to, oh, we've got information overload, but we still need good content that educates, that helps serve organizations and products well. And, you know, so your skills are needed, and maybe it's a great time to just kind of step back. And I know it's hard because, like you said, this job can suck the life out of you. And, you know, even when I do have free moments, I find that I'm still thinking about not work as in, oh, I have to do this tomorrow. It's just, oh yeah, you know, this initiative would be great to start with that client. Stop it.
Yeah.
Just think of puppy dogs and sunshine and flowers.
I agree. And, you know, you said something that I think, I hear this a lot, you know, I hear it more from clients, you know, oh, you know, we can't write about that or talk about that because somebody else already talked about it, wrote about it. And, you know, that is the craziest thing in the world to me, to think there is nothing new. So let's just set the record straight.
Yeah.
There's nothing new. And guess what? You can never exhaust the levels of any given subject.
Right.
You just never can. I dare you to try. You cannot. If that were true, we would have zero new books. We would have zero new TV shows. Nothing new would get created because we would say, oh, well, that topic's been covered. Yes, it's been covered. Mm-hmm. Has it been covered by you? Has it been covered with this particular layer that you are uncovering? Has it been covered by your voice? I mean, and even a topic that you've covered, I promise you there's at least another 250 layers that you can cover without repeating yourself. And so don't let that stop you. I mean, and if you ever feel intimidated, you know, ladies especially, check your makeup bag. How many shades of lipstick do you have?
True.
Do you need color? No.
Do you need
one brand? I mean, no, you
don't. We need all the things.
We need all the things. Exactly. And there's new ones coming out all the time. So
they are.
Don't be afraid to create on something. You know, no one owns anything. You know, I've heard people, well, someone's always well known in that space. Who cares?
So
add your voice to the conversation. Own it. You have something to say about it too. And it may not be something that that person over there that you really admire and is really good, that their audience will receive, but you have an audience of your own. And it's, you know, among us, you know, we always say that everyone can eat, meaning it's not like there's not an infinite supply. There's enough for all of us to,
yes,
there's enough clients for us to all have business. There are enough, you know, spaces that we can all inhabit. And so in this month, you know, start the month fresh, you know, in this crazy, weird, longer than we've ever known year. Start it with a clean slate and, yeah, opening up your mind to every possibility. Don't shut it down. Don't shut down your ideas. Don't overanalyze things. Create opportunities for yourself and set yourself up for long-term success.
And that's another thing you just brought to mind of, you know, the ideas. When you have these ideas, it's not an accident. These things come to the forefront of your mind for a reason. So, you know, even if you have to just jot it down and keep a list somewhere that you'll revisit, because, you know, you're not going to remember all that. I know I would. You know, don't just brush it aside. That came to the forefront of you for a reason. So honor that and, you know, see where it can take you. Maybe it's not the right time for one of them, but maybe it's the great time for another. You'll know because the right people, undoubtedly, if it's meant to happen, will be put in your path. Not to get all woo woo, but, you know, there's a reason you've come this far. That's what another thing I tell myself. I'm like, well, I've come this far. and I guarantee you, every time I have had a doubt in my head of, oh, I don't know. What should I just, you know, I don't know, run off and join the circus, the phone will ring. And sometimes my reaction is, yay, and sometimes my reaction is, oh, really? No, but that's good. Yeah. So, you know, we hope that this is giving you some hope. You know, you're not alone. You're not alone with all the crazy thoughts of, oh, no, you know, this year has been terrible so far. That's right. But, oh, wow, look at all the opportunity that, you know, my creativity can drum up and create. So, you know, with that, make sure you take time to replenish your mind and yourself. Don't fight that nap on the weekend if you have that opportunity.
I agree. And if you need a little reinforcement, you know, hit us up on Twitter. You can find us at Karen Swim and at Voice Matters LLC.
Yep.
So hit us up on Twitter. We're on other media channels as well. And you know that Twitter's always good. I've been hanging out there a lot lately. So, you know, just, you know, tweet us and say, I need some reinforcement. And we got your back.
Exactly. We do. And we thank you for joining us for this episode. If you see value in it or have value in it, please share it. We would love for you to share. And until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.